A Drop in Search of Its Ocean, Part 3. God Oneness. Within its tasks and adventures, each drop is fully occupied. There is no apparent connection between the drop and the ocean. The drop's provenance from the ocean is a remote, ancient occurrence, now obscured and lost in the all-consuming necessity of the moment. Yet every drop is forever one in essence with its parent ocean. As the sun casts forth its rays and both experiences and fulfills itself through its rays, light, warmth and power radiating and acting in the universe. As a flower experiences and fulfills itself through the beauty and fragrance it emits. Is not the ocean actually experiencing and fulfilling itself in and through each of its children creation portion drops at every moment? In all their myriad forms and activities, is it not the God Ocean secretly sustaining, being and becoming all life activity, history and progress of the world through its agent portions, its soul drops? My finger and thumb are preoccupied with their own roles and do not know me. Yet I know them, for they are of me. Similarly, each busy drop may forget its source. Yet the ocean remembers and knows each and every drop, for each drop, no matter how remote it travels, is always of the ocean. Separated in form, function, and distance, they can never be apart in essence. The body of water we see as the ocean is only ever part of the ocean's entirety. Much of the ocean's being is in the sky as clouds, on land sustaining life, or invisible as vapor. When we see a cloud, a lake, or a cup of tea, we don't recognize them as the ocean. Yet they are all the ocean, hiding from itself, playing and enjoying itself in myriad guises and disguises. To be continued.